That's all in time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Busy day, working in a stuffy office or store, nervousness or just plain old fatigue can bring on a headache. Maybe you have one now, or maybe someone in your family has a headache. If so, remember Alka-Seltzer. Yes, it's Alka-Seltzer for really fast, really effective relief. Now, maybe you've never tried Alka-Seltzer for relief from a headache. If so, now is the time. Just drop one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets into a glass of water, listen to it fizz, then drink it down. Now, since Alka-Seltzer is completely dissolved before you take it, the pain reliever, sodium acetyl salicylate, is ready to go to work instantly. And because of its effervescent base, yes, that's right, because of that fizz, Alka-Seltzer gets there fast, gives fast relief. Try it once, and you'll agree with the thousands who say, when it comes to fast relief from a headache, there's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer. Get Alka-Seltzer from any drugstore, and remember, buy that extra package, too. Now, that's good advice. And if you'll heed it, you'll have Alka-Seltzer when you need it. Be sure to listen to an important announcement at the end of today's program. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Listen. Well, wait a minute, Granddad. Them's my thoughts you're stuffing in your valise there.
Why, dear, now, Tim's mine. Charity bought me two pair of these genuine white cotton Raphael socks just special for the trip. Yeah, I can tell they're mine kind of the hole in the instep there. I'm the only fella in town I ever know that wore socks out in the instep.
Hey, are you fellas all ready? Me and Elizabeth all packed up.
Well, we're trying to get ready as fast as we can, Abner. Just having a little trouble getting things straightened out here.
Well, we'd get it did a lot faster if the mom would start trying to steal all my clothes.
I ain't trying to steal no clothes off of you.
Grandpap, I wish you'd stop fussing. You fuss this whole dad blame trip. Just glad we're starting home. Get shut of you for a while.
Yeah, I'll be glad to get home, too. I don't know why I ever come on this pigeon-toed trip in the first place. Worst time I ever had in my life.
Well, if that ain't gratitude for you, I'll bet if I spent a nickel, I'll spend $35 on you on this trip, and that's the thanks I get for it.
I'll have Charity pay it back to you, then.
I don't want it back. I just want you to hurry up and get your hand satchel packed. We got to get back to Pine Ridge and open up the Jot 'em Down store again.
Yeah, you don't need to open it up for me. I ain't going to trade with you when I get home, I'll tell you that. I'm going over to Dick Huddleston's store.
That's all right. That's just fine with me. Go over to Dick Huddleston's store.
I thought you were going to stay here and be a rancher.
Well, I am going to be a rancher, but that ain't till next summer. That's when me and Lum's going to open up the Lum and Abner's Boys Ranch.
Yeah, right now we got to get back and fix up the Jot 'em Down store. We got big plans for this fall.
Oh, we're going to branch out. Cedric, what are you doing? Just sitting over in a corner? Get the packing.
I ain't going.
Ain't going?
Don't pay no attention to him, Abner. He's been mumbling around here all morning about not going back to Pine Ridge.
Well, now, that's just silly, Cedric. Now, you get your hand satchel packed. Hurry up.
I ain't going.
Oh, for the land's sakes. Now, what would you do if we went away and left you here?
I'll get along.
Now, Cedric.
I'll get me a job of some kind. Work up to something. Maybe bank president.
Oh.
Or dealer.
Take you a million years to work up to being a bank president.
Hurry up, Cedric. Stop fiddle-faddling around and get your seven-legged satchel packed.
Yeah. You don't forget, Cedric, you've got to get back to school. And, well, fact is, you're going to be late as it is now. I bound you, you're 2 or 3 weeks behind.
Well, that's better than I ever done before. General, I'm about 14 years behind.
Yeah, well, maybe you can do better this year.
Well, I don't want to go to school this year. There'll be a whole batch of new youngins coming into the third reader, and I don't know none of them. I don't know why it is, but every year it just seems like the kids coming in there get littler and littler.
Well, that's just cause you get bigger and bigger every year, Cedric.
Well, maybe so. Anyway, I know I don't want to go back there. All my little chums will be in the fourth reader this year, and some of them going to college.
Well, now, if you do like I said a minute ago, Cedric, try and do better this year, well, maybe you can catch up with them.
Oh, I doubt it.
Oh, you can, too.
Now, Cedric, that ain't no way to talk. You ain't never going to get no words with that little altitude. You could get into the fourth reader if you just buckle down and work hard.
Why, of course you could, Cedric. You ain't actual ignorant. You just seem that way.
Do I really?
Yes, sir.
Them's the most encouraging words I've ever heard.
Well, now, you get your satchel packed there, and we'll get you back so you can make a good showing this year. Make your little chums proud of you.
Gosh, if I only could.
Well, you can do it. Now, for goodness sake, get to packing.
Good work, Abner.
Okay. I thought we were going to have a time with him. You know how he is when he sets his head. Grandpa, put them towels back.
Huh?
Them belong to the Chukaracha Ranch there. You can't take them along. That's stealing.
I ain't stealing. I'm just taking them along for souvenirs. Charity will be so proud of them hanging up on the clothesline. Them dad-blame sea skunkses think they're so smart. They got 4 or 5 hotel towels they hang out every Monday. It's getting so Charity hangs her wash out on Tuesday because she feels ashamed. It's giving her an under-inferiority complex.
Well, now, don't you take them. She can borrow one of Elizabeth's. Hey, Cedric, what are you slowing down there for? Keep packing. We've got to hurry.
Oh, I got to thinking. Mr. Abner, I don't think I can ever catch up with my chums after all.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah, I think I'll just stay here and work up to bank president.
Now, listen here, Cedric. You can be the smartest kid in that school if you want to.
Why, sure you can. You come back with us now, and we'll all help you with your schoolwork this year.
Well, my teacher said that's one of the things that's been holding me back.
That's all she knows about it.
Yeah, she ain't so smart. Look how long she's been in a third reader.
Yeah, you just let me help you with your studying, and I, Granny, before you know it, I'll have you into the 5th grade.
The 5th? Does it go up that high?
Why, sure it does, Cedric. That's it. It goes higher than that, even. 6, 7, 8, and then you get into high school.
I do?
Why, sure.
Boy, high school. Cedric Lee Hunt, high school.
Oh, that's a lot of fun going to high school.
How would you know?
Well, I've heard it is. Or I know it is. Little Pearl, my daughter, told me all about it.
It's been the dream of my young life, going to high school. Oh, what fun that'll be.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Get me a pennant and everything.
Yeah.
Shabim, 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 boom, boom.
Cedric, just get the packing there. You'll have the time of your life, Cedric. More fun you ever had in your whole life.
Oh, golly, it's just too bad I'm going to be too old to enjoy it.
Well, no, you won't. Not if you work hard.
Oh, by the time you get through all them lower grades, you'll be so smart that high school will come easy for you.
Will it, sure enough?
Why, of course it will, Cedric.
You know, I'm learning things about me that I never even knew before. Just never had no idea I had brains like that.
Oh, Lord me, you've got a head plumb full of them.
Will I be a Frenchman?
That's freshman, Cedric.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Will I be one of them?
Why, of course you will. You'll be all them things. One semester, you'll be a freshman. Next semester, you'll be a semaphore, and you get to be a juniper, and last semester, well, you'll be a senior. You know what happens then?
Yes, Mom. Back to the third reader.
No, Cedric. You graduate, and then you go to college.
College? Boy.
And then 4 years more, and you graduate from college, and then you'll be aluminum.
No.
Yes, sir. Now, hurry up and get that hand satchel pack. Hurry up now.
Nothing. Now I know I'm going to stay here.
Huh?
As educated as I am, I can start right out being a bank president.
Oh, me alive.
I'm just awful glad I had this little talk with you, Mr. Abner.
Now, you listen here, Cedric.
Don't argue with him, Abner. Just let him alone. He'll wish he'd have went back with us when he finds out what we're going to do when we get home.
What are you going to do?
Don't you wish you know.
Hey, Long, that reminds me. Have you made that long-distance phone call back to Pine Ridge yet?
No, I ain't, but I'm going to do it right now. I'm glad you reminded me of that. Let's see here. You don't have to ring no crank on these fancy phones they got here.
No, just pick them up when somebody starts talking.
Well, you're supposed to dial this little gadget to turn that thing on.
Oh, I wondered what.
Stick your finger in there and turn it to the right.
Well, what is you fellas are going to do when you get back home?
Hey, up, Cedric. Well, I'm trying to make a phone call now.
Hello? I want to put a call through to Pine Ridge, Arkansas, please, Mom.
You've got to use them phones like London.
Well, just connect me with the central girl there. Her name's Mamie Phillips, and she has kind of reddish hair. Yes, Mom, always.
What is it you fellas are going to do?
Well, what do you care what we're going to do, Cedric? You're going to stay here and be a bank president.
Well, now, maybe.
No, you've made up your mind.
Hush up, you fellas. Hello, Mamie?
Be quiet.
Is that you, Mamie? Well, this is Mom Edwards. Oh, we're getting along fine.
Tell her I said hello, Long.
Abner says hello.
Yeah.
She said hello.
Hello? Oh.
We're winding things up here today.
Yeah, tell her to ring the fire alarm, ring.
Say, Mamie, will you ring the fire alarm there? I want to make an announcement over the party line. Yes, Mom.
That's a good idea. That'll get them on the
hook. Oh, yeah, they pick up the receiver, see where the fire's at.
Yeah. Is she ringing?
Oh, yeah, I hear it ringing. Everybody's picking up the receivers, too.
There, huh? Well, go ahead, start talking in before they hang up.
Oh, yeah. Howdy, everybody. We got an important announcement to make on the party line. Beginning next Monday, Alka-Seltzer will bring you a new program in our place, the Herb Schreiner Raymond Scott Show. They're going to be on 5 nights a week like we was, and believe me, you're going to enjoy them because it's good, clean comedy in it and good music.
Amen.
And let me say, they'll be working for a mighty fine company, the Miles Laboratory.
Amen.
They make Alka-Seltzer, you know. Me and Abner's worked with them for 8 years now, and it's sure been a long and happy association.
Yes, sir.
We're mighty grateful to them for making our little daily visits with you folks possible.
Yes, sir.
We just hope you'll be as loyal to their new program as you've been to me and Abner. And now, Abner, you step up here and tell them about us.
Huh? Oh, all right. We got fired.
No, Abner. How many times do I have to tell you that ain't the case?
Oh.
We've got a big new show we're going to do. Beginning Sunday, October the 3rd, we're going to do a new kind of a show for us. It's a big half-hour program once a week for Frigidaire. And you can get it on this same network.
Yeah, so we hope you'll keep listening for our three rings on the party line every Sunday.
Yeah, we want you folks to be sure and drop in on us now. And we want to thank all of you for being such wonderful friends throughout these years. God bless you.